This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Palestinian militant group Hamas agreed on Monday to a Gaza ceasefire proposal from mediators, but Israel said the terms did not meet its demand and pressed ahead with strikes in southern Gaza's Rafah while planning to continue negotiations on a deal. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino has more.
Hamas said in a brief statement that its chief had informed Qatari and Egyptian mediators that the group accepted their proposal for a ceasefire. It comes as Israeli forces struck Rafah and ordered residents out of parts of the city, which had served as a last refuge for more than a million displaced Gazans. A spokesperson for the Israeli military said all proposals that would release hostages held in Gaza would be considered, but said that for now, its operations would continue.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino. Sirens rang out as survivors of the Holocaust who were impacted by Hamas's attacks on October 7th also lit a torch on Monday at an event commemorating the victims of Nazi atrocities in World War II. The six were attending the annual March of the Living event held on the site of Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp, where more than 1.1 million people, mostly Jews, perished in gas chambers or from starvation, cold, and disease. An American soldier has been arrested in Russia and accused of stealing. That's according to two U.S. officials who spoke to the Associated Press. U.S. officials say the soldier, 34-year-old Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, was stationed in South Korea and was in the process of returning home to Texas. According to the officials, he instead traveled to Russia. He was arrested late last week.